Okay, now we're going to take you back to the present, and any impressions that you had, you will remember perfectly clear. I'm going to count to three, and you will be in the present, feeling refreshed and at peace. One, coming back. Two, almost back. Three, you're completely back in the present. Okay. Well, that's short and sweet, and generally about half the people get some type of, at least some type of impression, but with a large group, you don't get the details as you do on the one-to-one, but sometimes we get some pretty good stuff. Okay, let's start over here and get everybody's impression about what they sensed. Anything,
Tom? Not much. At one point I saw water wheels.
Okay.
At one point I was aware that she was there.
Okay.
It was Clara in the first light came.
Clara.
I had a husband named Henry.
Okay. And what about signals?
That was a man named George.
What time period?
I had a tricorn hat on.
Tricorn? Like during the revolution or something?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did you fight in the revolution?
It had something to do with training horses.
Okay.
And I had a wife named Cora.
Okay, how clear was it?
Very clear.
Good.
What was the purpose of
that? Yeah, did you get any sense of what the purpose was? Okay.
I saw myself as a soldier.
A soldier?
Yeah.
Which war?
Similar to World War II, I think.
Which, was it the United States you were working for?
Yeah, I was a soldier.
Good. Did you get anything from the civil? Okay. Well, good.
First of all, that was a young knight in the field.
You mean like the Middle Ages, that night?
Yeah. And what I was fighting for was a knight that I had fought for. But it doesn't turn out to be
fighting for. It didn't turn out the way you expected?
Yeah.
Just kind of have a war, huh?
Yeah, that was going to be on the right side. And that flag might have left and just as well to form but quite good.
Well, you know, we should be recording this. Let me bring this closer. Okay, you said you were a knight in that life?
And then in the second life I was a person inside like a temple practicing the healing arts and the spiritual arts and learning as much as I could about bringing that information to Earth.
No, I didn't. I had to observe today. Not
oh, really?
Case.
You didn't want to go back today? Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if this is right. Probably isn't. But I like saw myself in big skirts, you know, like maybe they wore in France, you know. And I heard the name Marie Antoinette, and I thought, oh my God, that couldn't be me, but they beheaded me.
If you knew Marie Antoinette is welcome today, go back, something like that.
Yeah. And the second one, I just got myself observing a river, and behind it was like a colonial houses in the background and these weeping willow trees, and that's all. I didn't get who I was or anything, just looking. I was looking at it.
Okay. What about you, John?
First one I got the Middle Ages. I didn't get too much other than that. Okay. Second one, I was primitive man.
Really?
And it was a very simple life. and I just impressed by the son. The son was so important in that life.
Yeah, well, that's probably the way it was, all right.
Didn't get much. First one, I just grass and trees, but I don't have any timeline. Mm-hmm. And the second one, the question was, what's the purpose? And just service is what came. But no impressions, no visuals.
Okay.
The first one, young girl, maybe 15, 16 years old, in a very full dress. So it must have been, I don't know, 1500, something like that. And it was in a barn, so there was like straw sticking to my dress. Okay. And then the second one, I got stuff, went too deep, and couldn't pull it back out.
Okay.
No. At least I was able to visualize myself walking down the stairs and stuff this time.
Okay.
The first one, I was in a city of some kind. It smelled really bad. I'm thinking England, maybe, because you know how they poured the pots out the window? It smelled like a sewer. And lots of cobblestones, and I was a child, and I was killed as a child, so I never got to love anyone. Don't know the purpose of that life, though. But the one before that, I got the name Anka, Native. I want to say Native American, but I can't prove it was America. It was like an Indian.
Yeah.
But it could have been an Eskimo. It could have been anywhere. And but we were very tribal, and we were very spiritual. We followed the God, you know. Mm-hmm. But it must have been America because we had to move. And I had this sense of why had God forsaken us. It wasn't God, though. I was aware of another language, but I understood it in English.
Yeah.
But I was aware that they were speaking. We were all speaking a different language, but I just understood it with this mind. Anyways, so we had to move because the white man was coming, and we had this feeling of why had we been forsaken? Because we did everything we were supposed to do. We kept our word, we kept the laws, we followed God, we did everything we're supposed to do, and we still had to move. Mm. It wasn't fair. Well, that was the message I kept getting. It's not fair.
Okay, how clear was it?
Clear enough, I guess, but I wouldn't.
Compared to like last time we did it, do you think you'd get a little more sensitive each time?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, my first one, I was in Holland on the side of a mountain, and I was just a plain peasant girl. I was carrying buckets of water, and it was just a very simple, happy life. And you ask about who did I love, and I saw this very kind of a simple, handsome, blonde person, you know, called mm-hmm. Paul. And I think the lesson there was I learned to appreciate hard work, and I mm-hmm. learned to love work, and I think I learned the value of really pure, simple love from Paul. Mm-hmm.
What time period do you think it was?
I think it was about the mid-1800s.
Hmm. Was it in the United States?
No, it was in Holland.
Oh, Holland. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then my next one, I was on like an ocean shore, but I kind of felt like I was an Indian medicine woman, mm-hmm. and I felt like I should have been someplace in, you know, a Native American here in the States or something, but somehow it was like on the shore of an island. It was like maybe an island.
Washington.
Yeah. And that, you know, that was, you know, pretty simple, but, you know, I loved the water and the water coming in and out. And I think from that I learned the value of nature and how it, you know, how it's our friend. It can heal.
Have you ever been regressed before?
No.
That's the first time?
Yeah, first time.
Did you expect to go back that good?
But I just thought, I'm not going to have an expectation. I'm just going to relax.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of surprised.
You did good, especially for your first time.
Thank you.
I'm always blocked. Nothing.
Because you're too analytical. Same with old Larry over here.
I have good nap.
Yeah, very analytical.
Good enough.
I didn't get anything this time.
Okay.
This was the nap bench over here.
We
We didn't have beer like you guys.
Yeah, I should have drank.
You know, I got visions. Like, I saw the brick wall with the door. I mean, the door, you know. I mean, moss covered. I got, like, impressions about that. I got the name Claude. I don't know why. And I just remember feeling the ocean breeze on my, like, the right side of my face. But that's really all I got.
Well, I love it.
So I don't know what that means. That
no. I had the name Nefarious come to me. And then I remembered that was JJ, what JJ told me in the hallway.
He asked me who he was in the past life a while back. I said his name was Alonzo Nefarious.
I said, thank you very much.
Black.
He's got a sense of humor, that's for sure.
I didn't see much. I think on the first one I just felt like I was in a village, like with cobbled, but I didn't get a sense of anything about who I was or anything.
Okay.